ओम शांति। 17th of January 2020 टुडेज एफर्ट बिफोर यू परफॉर्म अ डीड स्पीक अ वर्ड और हैव अ थॉट्स फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल चेक वेदर दे आर द सेम एज दोज ऑफ फादर ब्रह्मा। The speciality of Father Brahma was whatever he thought, whatever he said, he did that. Follow the Father in the same way. With the awareness of your self-respect, with the power of Father's companionship, and with the power of faith and determination, stay in your elevated position and finish all oppositions. You will then easily experience the avyakta stage. So there are three things: thinking, speaking, and doing. Baba said, whatever you think, speak in that manner. Whatever you speak, and then do it. Follow Father Brahma in this speciality. But we find that there is often a misalignment. Thinking is running in one direction. Speaking is happening as per the habit. And doing is absolutely different, as if nothing to do with what we spoke and what we thought. So three things are utterly misaligned, running in three different directions. And that's why the result is, we can say, split personality, where thinking is not in coherence with speaking. Speaking is not in conformation with doing. The three are acting independently, haphazardly, erratically. So the erratic behavior of our own confused mind, and we become the victim of our own confused thinking. Because whatever we are thinking, that is not what we are speaking, because we are speaking as per the situations, as per the people. There is definitely no transparency here. There's a lot of hodgepodge between thinking and speaking, and whatever we are speaking, we do not follow that. So doing is entirely different. So today's effort is this. It's quite a difficult effort, but can become easy if you do something. So before you perform a deed, speak a word or have a thought, first of all check whether they are same as those of Father Brahma. The speciality of Father Brahma was whatever he thought, whatever he said, he did that. So follow the Father in the same way. So what is the reason that what we think we don't speak and what we speak we don't do? Why this discordance? Why is it like that?
Lack of energy.
Lack of energy, yeah. We are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. Three different habits. One habit of thinking, another habit of speaking, another habit of doing. So we are creating elevated thoughts, okay? But then we are not sustaining those elevated thoughts. It is only restricted to creation. But as regards thoughts, Baba had said, you become Brahma in creating elevated thoughts. You become Vishnu in sustaining those elevated thoughts. And then you become Shankar
in destroying the vicious, the waste, the negative, the worthless. Remove the weeds from the gardens. The thoughts remain weak. And when we say thought, it means, for example, oath, pledge, or some thing that we resolve. There's a diagram of New Year. 31st, 1st and 2nd. This is 31st December, this 1st of January and this 2nd of January. The person is here. I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. And he has done everything. Then again here, he is same as this. Only that one day he did everything. Again after one day, he came back to the same original state where he was. So, thinking and speaking. Okay, forget the speaking at present. Thinking. So why thoughts don't materialize? We create elevated thoughts. The morning time, we have very strong thoughts with us. But towards the end of the day, we find that they have fizzled out. They have not materialized. Why? Circumstances, difficult situations, tough people, karmic accounts, but these are still external things. Probably the seed was not powerful, the kernel, the seed, the essence, this was weak. So when thoughts are weak, they are not determined, naturally the speech cannot be strong. And when speech is not strong, so also the deeds would be like that. And that's why, even after resolving so many times, we do not materialize. Plannings are so good, but plannings don't translate into practice. So one of the reasons is weak thoughts. Another thing, what we should do, that whatever we think, that should translate into practice. Everybody talks about mind power, everybody knows about mind power, and yet elevated thoughts we create, some people even can't create. And we are, as I said, creation of thoughts or creation of habits. And we become what we think. Whatever we are thinking 24 hours, our personality is the sum total of those thoughts. There are two things that should be done with thoughts. Then only they become real. What are those two things? Okay, we are doing it right way, but yet they are not materializing. We are thinking right way, but they are not materializing. We are talking at the level of thoughts. How to make thoughts powerful so that they materialize, so that they translate into practice, so that they become sakar. At present, they are lost somewhere, vanish in the thin air. First is visualization, and second is affirmation. These are the two important things that should be done with thoughts. Whatever you think, whatever you resolve, for example, a smoker who is smoking from last 40 years, every day he takes the decision that I have to give up smoking. But at the end of the day, he finds himself smoking, and again, he is filled with remorse, penitence, again that contrition, again that repentance, again that frustration. And then next day again, if he gets some good stimulus, again he resolves. So it's not materializing. Though it's such a good thought, but it is not materializing. Thought is a seed. So whatever you think, whatever we want to be or create, it is not just by thinking and planning things are going to happen.
something more has to be done, and that more is visualization, picturization, colorization, imagination. Whatever I think that I have to become like this, I have to see it in mind's eye. I must see it, that this is what. If I think that I have to become this, I have to see every day that picture in front of my eyes. Not just see, but then color it. Not just color, make it alive. Animate it. Animated visualization. It's known as creative imagery. So unless and until that imagery is created, that visualization, that imagination is, the thought will remain a thought. That's why it's so difficult to give up addictions. People stay in the de-addiction centers for 6 months, yet they come out and fall prey to the original addiction. One English author had said, it's so easy to give up smoking. I have done it multiple times. It's very easy to give up smoking. I have done it many times. That means he has failed. Fiasco. So total utter failure, utter debacle in giving up smoking or addiction or habit. So why this debacle is coming? Why this failure is coming again and again? Because the thought is just restricted to, I will do this. Let's example, tomorrow is 18th. So there are hundreds of people, thousands, they plan multiple things. But if you see that every 18th of January they had planned, but to what extent they were successful. Without reviewing that chart, they again make new results. That's good that you are making new results, but then you come to nothing. Because only planning is there. Only bombastic words are there. Flamboyant pledges are there. But no practical application. So the first thing for all thoughts, for any thought, is visualize it. See it in mind's eye. See it multiple times. Picturize it. Colorize it. And animate it. See it's happening. It has become sakar. There was a man who was addicted to smoking. And he had a daughter. And his wife would not allow him to stay with them. She used to say that unless and until you give up smoking, you are not allowed to talk with your daughter. And he would love his daughter too much. Daughter is small. And he used to say that I have tried multiple times, but everything is failing. But she said, whatever, I am not going to spoil my daughter's life by your smoking. So what he did, you know? He used to stay different. Every day he would imagine that he is playing with his daughter. He would visualize that he is playing with his daughter. And that will happen only when he gives up smoking. So this technique he used to give up smoking, and he was successful. In the similar manner, somebody fears giving speeches. There is a stage fright, there is a mic fear. So many people have done. They spoke in front of imaginary audience. And they visualize that whole world is listening. And they are speaking. And that helped them get over their stage fright. So visualize. That is the first thing to materialize any thought. Second is affirmation. Affirmation means keep on repeating it. That repetition. Keep on repeating it multiple times. Create a thought. Create a swaman. I can do it. It's very easy for me. It's quite easy for me. They are known as auto-suggestions. So there are two types of suggestions. One is auto-suggestion, second is hetero-suggestions. Hetero is that comes from other person. I am standing. There is a ship and one man is standing there. He has a fear that he might vomit once the ship starts. So there is motion sickness. Other person notices that and he comes to him and says, I feel as if you have sickness. as if you will vomit, you look nauseous. And he says, yes, I am. And after some time he vomits. So that was a hetero suggestion given by somebody. Now, what about auto suggestions? I am standing and somebody comes and says, oh, you, I see, it feels as if you will vomit. I say, no, I will not. Nothing will happen to me. And nothing happens. So I rejected. So we have the power to reject hetero suggestions. It's not that everybody who comes and tells me anything and I start believing it. I have the power to accept and reject suggestions. And that's why the best thing is to create auto-suggestion, self-hypnosis. Whatever you want to become, obsess yourself with that. Total obsession. Obsession means complete capture of the mind with one idea. That is known as obsession. Total obsession. You're obsessed with it. You can't think of any other thing. You just want it. So total capture of the mind with one idea. So when any thought undergoes these two things, then thoughts become powerful, thoughts gain wings, and they become speech. And when the words that flow out from the mouth of such determined thought, those speech, those words are very powerful, and they are in conformation with thoughts. This and this, they are not different. They are moving in the same direction. Otherwise, planning remains at the level of planning. Speaking is the same, what we are habituated to. So whatever is the thought, for example, I have to plan my day. How do I plan my day? So whatever I plan, how strong is the planning? Have I visualized it? Have I used auto-suggestions? If not, the day would be very, very infirm, very weak. Speech. And then thought, speech, and the third thing is actions. Actions, actually, you don't have to do anything. Action is the byproduct. Action is the result. And what we do? We plan at the level of actions. That's the wrong thing. Here comes do's and don't do's. I will not eat, I will eat. I will sleep, I will not sleep. I will go to the class, I will not go to the class. And that's why we fail. Because we are, whatever we say, no, the mind is attracted to that. Yes, we have to do that. There is a road, and there is a rock, which is kept here. A man is going by bicycle. He is here. He can go from this side. He thinks, oh, there is a rock. Oh, there is a rock. There is a boulder. I should not stuck to this. I should not strike this boulder. I should not strike. I should not strike. I should not strike. I should not. And he strikes. He hits the boulder. Though he could have gone from this way. But there is a thought. I should not do this. I should not do this. I should not. I should not. Not that. Not only attracted him. This is a strange psychology. Sometimes this happens when the things are done at the level of actions. This is Srimad, this is not Srimad. Okay, this is not Srimad, but I am attracted to what is not Srimad. Not Srimad, not Srimad, not Srimad. And I hit upon it. This is how the mind behaves. Very strange. Difficult to fathom. Unfathomable. Ununderstood. Ununderstandable. So this is the first part of today's effort. The second part is with the awareness of your self-respect. So the first thing here is awareness of self-respect. Smriti Swaman. Smriti of self-respect Swaman. So with this, with Swaman, 1, 2, the power of father's companionship. Samarthi. The power of father's companion. I am company of father. So first is Swaman, the smriti of Swaman, the samarthi, the strength of his companionship. And third, power of faith, nishchay. Fourth, determination, dridhata. And fifth, elevated position. Elevated position. With this elevated position, you can destroy, annihilate any of the opposition. Baba said, you will then easily experience the object stage with these five things. First, Swaman. What is Soman in fact? Soman is nothing but autosuggestion. Soman is nothing but higher consciousness. Soman is nothing but self-hypnosis. Soman is nothing but coming back to one's own original stage. Soman is nothing but dehypnotizing oneself. Soman is nothing but breaking down the shackles of body consciousness and getting stabilized again in that soul conscious stage. Soman is moving from unreality to reality. It is the journey from darkness to light. So Soman is not something which is to be borrowed, gathered, garnered, robbed from someone, somewhere. It is what I am. Soman is, I am what I am. I am what I am. This is what is known as Soman. This is my real nature. And what is not my real nature, that I am masquerading. I am moving, taking, donning that mask. And that is not my real nature. So Soman is coming back to one's original nature. One. Second is companionship of father. With father's company. With his company, one becomes strong. Samarthi, the strength of father's company. The second is his companionship. Make some planning so that he stays with us all the time. He stays with us all the time. By any method. Whether I stay combined with him, whether I invoke him, whether I say thank him, thank you, just as we saw yesterday. Go for 1 second, say hello and come back. Go for 1 second, take drishti and come back. Go for 1 second, have talk with him and come back. Go touch him and come back. So companionship will make you strong. Because father is the ocean of strength. Father is the ocean of powers. He is the ocean of infinite energy. He is the ocean of energy. The third, faith. Nishche. Faith is something that makes you powerful. The faith that I am with God or God is with me will protect from all the hurdles, all the hindrances, all the impedance that may come your way. Other is determination, strong determination. Whatever you resolve, make it so strong, and make it strong by visualization, by repetition. Keep on repeating it, keep on repeating it multiple times. Keep on telling yourself, this I have to become, this I have to become, this I have to become. For example, a simple Soman or repetition is, I have answer to every question of life. This is a simple statement, but very powerful. I have answer to all the questions of life. I keep on repeating this again and again, again and again. And this statement itself will generate, it will be a key to generate answers. Other is, last, position. If you stay in your elevated position, you can destroy all the opposition. So these are the 5 methods to attain the avyakta stage. So 2 homeworks today. First, thinking, speaking and doing. They should align themselves. They should become one. And another thing is, these 5 things. Soman, companionship, faith, determination and elevated position. These all will help you attain the avyakta stage. Om Shanti.